This is Lisa Schmidt, and it's time for another Letter from a Land of Grass. My brother Roger and I hiked in the bright sunshine. Our first attempt at the trailhead to the mountains had been foiled by deep snowdrifts and hard-packed slopes. We could have tackled that trail, but the chances of sliding down into unforgiving tree trunks and scratchy brambles made us reconsider. We headed back to one of my favorite parts of the ranch, where intermittent snowdrifts telegraphed grizzly paws awakening from hibernation. On the way, a gopher ran across the road, the first sign of spring. We have yet to see even a sprig of green grass, so we decided the gopher must be starving. Gophers announce spring is coming, but the curlews declare spring has sprung. Migrating curlews usually wait until the chances are higher that the soil will be soft enough for them to find bugs. I haven't spotted a curlew yet, but the gophers tell me they will be here soon. Other signs of spring confirm what the gophers know. Roger and I watched a massive porcupine strip bark from the top of a Russian olive tree. He wobbled on a thin branch, gripping it tightly and spending more of his time balancing than eating. He had already stripped the bark from many trees in the grove. I didn't shoot the porcupine, even though he probably will cause problems for me later this summer when the cows graze that pasture. I might regret that choice. Later in the week, I watched a bald eagle perch stock still on a post for 10 minutes, camouflaged and waiting for a meal of delectable gopher. A golden eagle flew high in the sky over the calves. One brand new baby tried to follow his mama across an ice floe. 5 minutes before, he had yet to stand on those stilts connected to himself. Now he looked like Bambi on ice, scrambling, slipping, doing the splits. The cow came to him, slipped, and landed spraddle-legged too. I tagged and banded him, then dragged him to dry ground where he had better footing. It was the least I could do. My milk cow, Maya, has declared the arrival of springtime, too. She gives enough warm, frothy milk to fill my bucket every morning and evening. Sipping the sweet froth straight from the bucket feels more decadent than stopping for a latte at the local coffee shop. The barn cat has never enjoyed a cappuccino, but she knows the utter joy of warm, frothy milk. It can't get any better than this. That froth somehow alleviates my aching feet that have slipped into muck boots every day for the past 6 months. Someone should invent better arch supports for those boots. Still, I appreciate my boots as I step into the creek filled with water between sheets of ice. I know those boots will keep me dry no matter what. But I slip in slow motion, setting the full bucket of milk on the ice next to me as I splash down, not spilling a drop. I laugh at myself, then trudge to the house in dripping jeans. On the way, my phone rings. The sheep shears will be here tomorrow morning. Panic fills my throat. I need to find 6 more people willing to push sheep up the chute and into the shearing trailer. On a weekday. Then I need to figure out a meal for the shearing crew and deserving help. My Chef of the Year award goes missing as I consider what to serve that won't kill my guests. Like the ranch waking from winter to new life, I vacillate between resting on the tried and true roast beef and the hustle and bustle of an experiment. Most people don't die from one meal. Maybe I can find a recipe that is spring grass green. I'm Lisa Schmidt. To learn more, visit www.alandofgrassranch.com.